This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good morning and welcome to Ion Houston. My name is Nick Russo from 100.3 The Bull. This is our community affairs show where we talk about incredible organizations here in our community who do wonderful things for people in our community. And that's why we're happy to welcome back the executive director of the USO of Houston, Lorraine Westerfield. How are you?
I'm great. Good to see you, Nick.
Did I get your title right?
You got it right.
All right. We're getting pretty good at this. I love it. And actually, I'm proud to say I'm a board member of the USO of Houston, too. So it's really special to have you on today. Thank you for letting me contribute to the USO of Houston. I know we're all so busy. I try to give as much time as I can. So anything I can do to help, like bring you guys on the show to talk about the great efforts, I'm happy to do so. So thanks again for coming.
Yeah, we're really proud to have you on our board and supporting our military members here in Houston and across the area. It's great.
So for us, it's knee deep in rodeo season and neck deep in it. And I know the USO of Houston does so much for our active military here. Have you guys had any involvement this year with the rodeo and other stuff like that?
So we don't have any direct involvement with the rodeo currently. So they've had a lot of changes where there's not a lot of extra space. We used to bring our mobile USO out to the Armed Forces Appreciation Day, but they were packed with all of the actual military vehicles. And so we are sharing the word about what the rodeo committee is doing for those military members with them, but it's not through us in particular.
So I remember seeing this like group that sings. They were like a chorus line, for lack of better terms. Uh-huh. And they were like the USO chorus
show
line.
Troop.
Oh, the show troop. What, yes. What's it called?
It's called the USO Show Troop. They're out of New York City, and they've been entertaining the troops for, I don't know how many years, probably since the 40s.
Yeah, I remember they're just so entertaining, and they always put on a great show, and that was one of the staples for me when I would look back about seeing the USO at rodeo. So
yeah,
One day we'll get back to it.
I hope so. You know, everything changes, and it comes back around, and I know that our older generation, our greatest generation, and now our Korean and Vietnam vets really love to see the show troop. So we would love to bring them back out when we get a chance.
I love it. Now, tell me what we're working on for the first half of the year, because I know you guys always have tons of events and fundraisers going on and stuff for the public. So what's the first one on the upcoming agenda?
So we are working on a spring break staycation for our military kids and their families. So not everybody in the military is a millionaire, shocker. And they can't always afford to go to the beach. Maybe Galveston for a day if they're lucky. But we like to support them and their kids with opportunities here in Houston. And so we're doing a spring break staycation. It's going to bring out some different organizations that support the military and their families to help them make sure they're resourced throughout the year, and then also have bouncy houses and, you know, face paint and all that fun stuff that kids love, kind of like a fair. And that's happening on March 19th.
I love it. Now, yeah. Where's that going to be hosted?
So that's at Ellington Field, directly for our active military members. But if there's any community members that are looking to get involved in supporting the USO, whether it's for this event or another one, they can contact me and we can get them plugged in.
And the website to go to find some of that?
Is houston.uso.org.
I love it. Now, you go to that website, you're going to find a lot of other great opportunities to get involved around the community and really around the nation, because USO of Houston, or USO, is a giant, giant organization, and we have our own chapter here. We're talking with Lorraine Westerfield. She's the executive director. If you're just joining us, welcome to Eye on Houston. My name is Nick Russo from The Bull. And USO of Houston does so much for our active military. They bring the sense of family to them, because a lot of people come from elsewhere to here and they don't have that. They might be missing out. So y'all try to bring a sense of home. And so you just mentioned the spring break staycation event. Well, what else do we have on the horizon for USO Houston?
Yeah, so April is actually the month of the military child. And so military kids never chose to join the military. They didn't choose the lifestyle of having to move every 2 to 4 years. They didn't choose to have to change school in the middle of, you know, the year, or follow their parent, or their parent has to deploy, and all of those hardships that come along with military life. Those military kids didn't choose it. And so for the month of the military child, which is April, we do a military kids football here. It's kind of like a daddy-daughter dance, but since I was in the Army and I'm a female and I've got boys, I wanted to make it really inclusive for the whole community. And so our military members can bring out their kids dressed up to the nines or dressed up however they want. And then we do a ball. So they get formal pictures taken, they get a dinner, they get a chance to dance and enjoy the... just enjoy the opportunity to be in uniform with their kid and not have it be a negative experience.
Yeah, you talked about that before on Iron Houston, the way the uniform sometimes for the kids symbolizes the parent leaving. And right. So you're trying to kind of correlate a happier memory to right. The uniform.
That's exactly right. So it's very vivid in my mind. I deployed in 2008 and my husband deployed a few years later and my kids were a little bit older then. And after he got back, he was off for leave for about a month or 3 weeks. And then he had to go back to work for the Army and he put on his uniform. And my son was like, "Daddy, don't leave us. Don't leave us again." He was gone for like 7 months before that. And it sticks with me that with that the way that the uniform was just associated with the negativity for my kids and how we can try to kind of bridge that gap and bring some positivity to it.
That's really great to have folks like yourself involved in the USO of Houston because y'all have had the firsthand experience. So you really do know the lens that the other military members are going through. You can probably look back and kind of reflect on seeing yourself, you know, at that age, at that time in right. Your life, you know, growing with your kids as well. And so are we looking forward to May yet or are we going to have to revisit May? Because that's April.
I know. So May is actually Military Appreciation Month. So we don't have any plans finalized, but we are looking at doing a barbecue for the troops, community-facing event. So I'll definitely get back with you on some more information with that when we get it. And then May, we also kick off our T-shirt campaign with the USO. And so we have a national campaign to sell these T-shirts so that you can have them by 4th of July and wear them with pride, showing that you're a supporter of the USO. And then also just getting the word out. I don't think, Nick, a lot of people know what the USO is anymore. They don't know that we have one in Houston, and they definitely don't really know what it means to the military and how important it is for the USO to be around. And since we're a nonprofit, we don't get huge money from the government. We're supported by supporters like you, like our board, like individuals that give $20 a month to support our programs at the airports and for our military. So the T-shirt campaign helps with that.
Well, I love that. So lots of great things coming forward for USO of Houston, the USO. My name is Nick Russo. You're listening to Ion Houston. I'm joined by Executive Director of the USO of Houston, Loren Westerfield. And Loren, you were just kind of mentioning about the fundraising effort with this, the T-shirts and other things. What are some of the marquee fundraisers for you guys that really help, that maybe if someone's listening, they could be a part of it? Also, if there's a link, they can go to donate.
Yeah, so you can go directly to our website if you would like to donate to Houston itself or the national organization. It's houston.uso.org. There's a big red donate button. You can't miss it. But you can also get involved with some of our fundraisers, our T-shirt campaign, our golf tournament that we have in November. We don't do a ton of direct fundraising because that costs money. And so we actually look to find donors that are really interested in the mission and interested in getting involved with what we're doing. We also have over 400 volunteers, four staff members, 400 volunteers that actually perform the programs and run the centers. And that's a great way to give back to the USO. If you're a volunteer, you're looking to find a place to volunteer. All that's on our website as well, houston.uso.org.
Now you know how to get involved with the USO of Houston. Loren, thank you again for joining us. It's always great to have you in the studio. And thanks for all you do with the USO of Houston.
Thanks, Nick.
If you would like to know more about the USO of Houston or hear more of this interview, please join us on our Facebook page and search Eye on Houston.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.